we should, if we can, Pat Johnston, just do a little follow-up, since on Monday, you know, we're having fun and a very serious reasoning.
Yes.
Remember, we had a comedy corner that was specific to the procedure you were to undergo, Robert Klein and his colonoscopy song. And you underwent the prep and procedures.
I did, yes. The prep was... let me tell you, prepping while watching the Lions certainly didn't help either. So, not at all.
Oh, I don't know.
Not at all.
I think that might have helped even more, technically, if you asked me.
I don't know. I think that caused me to barf rather than anything else.
Well...
So I did that. That wasn't fun, but no, I will say, just getting into the hospital, I got in at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, you did get the early time then, right?
The early time,
because you were standing by for a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then what time did I get wheeled in? I think about 8:30. I think I got wheeled into the OR, and then I just remember the nurse saying, "All right, here it comes." And then the next thing I remember was, "All right, wake up." And that was it. So that's all.
Isn't that cool?
It is. It is pretty cool.
It really is.
It is pretty cool. So, and everything A-okay. So,
fantastic.
Yes. So went through a cleansing, and I'm A-okay, according to the doctor. So it's all right.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. So, by the way, I had to go in and weigh myself first thing. And I was like, whoa, man, all right, I've lost 6 pounds since my physical in May. Pretty good. And my wife's right there. You just did a cleansing. Don't get all... I thought it was all the tennis playing and walking the dog and all that. No.
Maybe eating healthier or something?
Well, not eating healthier.
We're not doing that.
No, not going to go. Just kinda, that extreme.
Just trying to offer you up a little,
So, but she was there to add some truth and levity to the whole situation. So,
somebody has to be there because they don't let you drive your home on
That's right. So, and I don't even have to go to my doctor's post-procedure appointment. He said everything was A-okay, so see you in 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And of course, this is, again, we're talking about the seriousness you had a family history.
Yeah. I had some uncles who had colon cancer, and one of them actually died from it. So it's something that the doctor said at 45, probably the best to at least get a baseline. So, and I would encourage everybody out there, if you do have some family history, don't mess around. Talk to your doctor and get something set up.
No, because it's unfortunately one that, how many times do we hear, is found too late?
Right, that's the thing. That one's found too late. Yeah.
Procedure like a colonoscopy, I mean, again, everyone makes fun of it, but the simplicity of how it really takes place, if that's what it takes in order to make sure that you're healthy,
right,
go for it, for goodness sakes.
Absolutely.
All right, so note to self, 5 years from now.
Five years from now.
Check in with Pat again.